Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on the Fan, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. Mike Francesa, of course, will come your way. Pete Hoffman in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where, of course, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you?
I'm all right. I just finished, about an hour and a half ago, all three parts of that Grant documentary
on
History Channel.
Did you? I've taped it. I have not watched it yet. I started watching it the first night, and I wound up passing out. I do have it taped. I'll watch it at some point.
It is very, very good. Very,
sure.
Very good. My one critique of it, and I think there's a fair critique, is that they did not spend a lot of time on his two terms as president. They did not.
Was it mostly about his, his Civil War general stuff?
I would say 85% of it was about fighting the Civil War, which was fascinating. I mean,
right,
everything about it. And
right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I'd say they spent a half hour, 35 minutes on his presidency, on between the assassination of Lincoln and then him running for president.
Right.
And then his later life, in which he lost all his money, basically, in a Ponzi scheme. Lost every dime.
Wow.
That's why he died in poverty and actually wrote that autobiography on his deathbed. But it was overall, it was outstanding. It's very violent, I'll say that. So if you've got kids, I'd keep an eye on that because they show a lot of reenactments of the war scenes of the Civil War. And it's violent. Look, it's the most violent war we've ever had. And watching it, I got to tell you, especially the Civil War stuff, it is so sobering, man, because I know it's 150 years, 160 years now, but the amount of lives that were lost in that war is still very difficult all these years later to really wrap your head around.
And they're all Americans too.
Yeah.
I agree, man. It's unbelievable when you think about it. Really.
Yes.
Is.
And it's weird because over the last 3 days, I watched the first two nights live and then the third night, which was Wednesday. So what's today now? Friday, Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Wednesday. Last night I couldn't finish it.
I am keeping track. I do keep track.
Sometimes I lose track. So yeah, I guess Wednesday I missed it, which was last night. And then I watched it this morning to kind of push through. But it's 6 hours. It's two hours each night.
Right.
But it's funny watching this and then actually using the word union to discuss the players union kind of feels a little dirty. I got to be honest with you, because I'm so used to the word union being about, our union, our country that Grant was fighting to keep.
Right.
So as I'm, intermingling the Grant documentary and this battle between the owners and the players, I almost don't want to use the word union because it has such a different meaning. But I got to tell you, man, I know I've been mostly pro-player in this battle. Here's where the players are going to lose me a little bit. You want more games? Really? I thought this was about safety. I thought that was your priority.
Is that what they're asking now? They want to play more games now, the players are saying?
So The report, I think it was last night or this morning, is that their counter proposal to the owners is going to be zero pay cut,
except
for the one they already agreed
with. Well, they already took a 50% pay cut.
Right. So that one is there, the 50% pay cut.
Right.
But remember, it's not really a 50% pay cut. It's prorated based on the amount of games played.
Right.
So the more games you play, the more money you get paid.
Right.
And so I have a tough time understanding when I hear from certain players, and I think some of them believe it, hey, I'm concerned about my safety, which is a completely fair argument, obviously, but to then say, we want more games. And more games means what? You're going to play deeper into October, you're going to have more doubleheaders. The more games you play, the greater chance there is of someone getting the virus and spreading it, right? I think it's simple math. So is this about money? Or is this about safety? If their proposal, Joe, is going to say, we want more games, then that's really what it's all about. It's about the money.
Well, and look, I mean, that's what it's been about the whole time. I mean, they could talk about how many games they want to play, and they could talk about safety forever. And to me, it's all about money. I mean, I don't think there's any question. On both sides, it's all about money on both sides. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and I think that there are going to be different things that are said between the owners and players. And as fans, we're kind of the umpires in a way because we're going to call balls and strikes. I have no reason to root for the players. I have no reason to root for the owners. What I want as a fan is I want the games. I want to be sitting there in the month of July watching baseball games because I miss it. And it's a tremendous sport. And I think that's the way most of us feel. How we get there, to me is really not that relevant. You know, we're going to discuss when they're going at it, who we agree with. But at the end of the day, if the players just give in on everything, great. That means we have a season. You know, I'm not going to cry for them. But during these negotiations, when I see something said, I'll give an honest opinion on it. And when I hear them asking for more games, as much as selfishly I'd love that as a baseball fan, I don't know how good that looks. Because I think it's showing you that really it's about just collecting as much money as they possibly can.
Well, look, it looks horrible. And I think the number, the jobless number that I saw today, I think is up to 41 million. I think that's what it is. So you got a situation where you got 41 million people out of work, and you got these guys, and I hate to keep going, you know, the billionaire, millionaire stuff, but that's what it is. And you got these guys fighting over money, which is what they're fighting over. They're not fighting over safety. They're fighting over money. I mean, it just continues to be a horrible look. I mean, for both sides. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
And I think what disappoints me, and I said this about the owners a few days ago, and I kind of feel this way now about the players, is that I thought because of where we are in the calendar and because what's going on in this country, that even though, yeah, there's going to be a negotiation and one side is going to ask for this and the other side is going to ask for that, I had hoped that what each side was going to ask for out of the gate was going to be reasonable.
Right,
and now it doesn't feel like either side is in that reasonable area.
No.
You know, the owners came right out and asked for these ridiculous slashes, especially from those that make the most money. And so the players' response, and I remember saying this to you yesterday, boy, it'll be interesting to see what the players do. Well, right now, it looks like the players are going to offer zero pay cuts on top of the prorated deal. Not 5%, not 10%, zero. And if anything, are going to ask for more money by asking for more games. So right now, even though I still think, hey, they'll find a common ground eventually, on May 29th, which is tomorrow, when the players make this offer, if this is the offer they make, Joe, they're like 150 miles away from each other.
Yeah, it's a terrible look. I don't know how else to say it, man. I mean, and even when they, and I think they'll eventually start playing because I think that it just looks so bad, you know, when they really stop and look in the mirror and see how bad it looks. But I mean, you're a fan, or, you know, even whether you're working, whether you're not working, whatever the situation may be, and you look at this and you see what these guys, how these guys are fighting, you know, about this, it's just not a good look. I mean, it's not helping the sport. It is not helping the sport at all.
No, and they have to look at the long-term ramifications of it. Now, I don't think the bickering right now is necessarily going to impact people's interest in baseball, assuming they restart the season, you know, first week of July. I think it's a bad look, like you said, but I don't think it's going to take money out of their books. As soon as they start missing games, like if they have to start late July, we're going to know that wasn't because of health reasons.
Right.
We're going to know that they lost games because these two sides couldn't agree, and that's going to look like a work stoppage. That's what it's going to look like, and that's where baseball long-term is facing their biggest danger, and obviously the worst-case scenario for them from a labor standpoint is there's no season at all. I still remain kind of optimistic, but right now, I mean, you've got both sides really digging in. Max Scherzer released a tweet last night in which there was a part of it I agreed with, and that part was the end when he said, we need to see the documentation of the money that you're losing. And that's a very fair thing to ask for, because we know what Max Scherzer makes. We know what Jacob deGrom makes. We know what baseball players make. We have no idea what each individual owner is bringing in and what they tend to lose or going to lose because of a season without fans. We have no idea. We're guessing. Right. Or we have to trust them. And sorry, none of us trust them.
Yeah. But you don't. You don't trust the owners at all. God knows we don't trust the owners of the team we root for. So, no. Why would you? But again, there's still a large, and we've had calls yesterday about, you know, people coming out that just, you know, are against the players. I mean, they're against them.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they trust the owners or not, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was reading Max Scherzer's tweet last night, and the first half of it, I didn't really agree with. The first half of it was, after discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no reason to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. I think right off the top, as a fan, you read that and you say, okay, so you're just a baby and you're going home. You don't want to talk anymore. And that doesn't come across well. Like, I think the players could be able to cut more into their salary. I don't think 70% is fair to a guy like Gerrit Cole.
70% is pretty heavy, no doubt.
But at least come back to the owners and say, look, we understand that you guys are going to lose a lot. We also understand you don't want to show us any documentation. You know, we'll take another 5% cut. And I know that's not that big of a number, but at least show that you're willing to cut a little bit. Instead, their counter is nothing. Their counter is zero more cuts.
More games.
And more games, which means more money.
Right.
So they're just a million miles away from each other.
Well, they need to get something done soon. I mean, they really do. And it's a terrible look. And, you know, like I said, the longer it goes on without it, the longer that you can go without it. I mean, I understand. I mean, that's at least for me, and I think there's probably a lot of people that are going to be that way. And you want to get this season started sometime early July. You really do. You got to get this thing done very, very soon. It looks bad. And like you said, I mean, no matter what happens this year, you know, we're headed for some kind of a major labor problem in the next year and a half or whatever. I mean, it looks like it's inevitable. It really
does. They just have a terrible, terrible relationship with each
other.
And the thing that bothered me is with that first offer, it seemed as if it was more about splitting the union than it was making a deal. And right now, it's just
Well, I think the owners have always been about that.
Oh, yeah. But
they've been trying since, you know, since the strike, since 94. Really, since 81. To break the union. I mean, it's been 40 years they've been trying to do that.
And they probably feel like they have a better shot of doing it today than they ever have.
Right.
But this is not the time to do it. You know, if there's a normal work stoppage in 2022, we're all still going to be ticked off. No one's denying that. But this, in this moment, is not the time. And that's where both sides have to give in a little bit. And based on the first offer from both sides, and I get it's the first offer, it's the way negotiations usually go, there was no give. There's no give at all from either side, and tomorrow's going to be May 29th. And then every time there's an offer, Joe, we got to basically wait five more days for everybody to digest
for them to bicker with each other
through the media, and then to release an offer. And I don't know what the legitimate timetable needs to be for them to get this season started by the 4th of July. Because I think it's really important for the integrity of a season and for all of us to get, assuming the health is okay and we can do it from a safety perspective, to get this season started by the 4th of July. I think it's important.
I don't think there's any question about it. To me, that's the day the season needs to start. And the clock is ticking. It's going to be June on Monday. They need to have this done. I said by June 1st, it doesn't look like that's happening. But they need to have it done, you know, maybe no more than 10 days after that. To get rolling, get spring training or get the training going, training camp, whatever you want to call it going, and then start the season, like you said, July 4th.
Well, and
the clock is ticking. You know, the season starts in the middle of August. That isn't good.
No.
That will not be good for baseball.
And you've asked a question over the last few days saying how many owners really want to play.
Right.
It's a very fair question.
I wonder about that.
Well, I ask this question. Are there players who have enough money in the bank
that don't want to play either?
I don't want to play either.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a starting pitcher and you've made your money, and I'm not going to say it's Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer seems like a great competitor, seems like he wants to get out there and pitch. I'm not saying him specifically.
Right.
But if you're a pitcher specifically, You know, any pitcher, and you've made your money, and now you may have to take a cut that turns out to be 70%, and you're only going to make 14 or 15 starts, and you know there's a greater risk at injury. You just know because there's going to be a shorter spring training. Maybe you don't want to play.
Yeah.
Maybe you're saying to yourself, what? Like you've said, Joe, hey, I've had time to do other things.
Right.
I'm doing all right. Are there players who've made their money who say, you know what? I'd rather take the rest of the year off.
Yeah. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a lot more guys than you think that probably would apply to.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Look, it's human nature. I mean, you've had a chance to spend a lot of time at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of money in the bank, and you haven't spent it dumbly, you know, renting out apartments that cost an arm and a leg.
Right.
I'm not naming anybody, but just in general.
Right.
You got all this money in the bank. You're a 32-year-old pitcher, maybe even a position player. You don't have to be a pitcher. And you say to yourself, man, you know, I don't really need to get paid this year. I'd rather not. I don't want to schlep to Arizona or Florida.
Right.
Rush to start a season, you know, play for 2 months with no crowds there. And then come back. I just rather not. And that worries me now, too, that it's not only some owners that may feel that way. Maybe there's some players that feel that way.
I'm sure there are, bro.
We'll pick the brain of John Heyman. He'll join us a little bit later on. We'll get to the 5 John Sterling calls later. And, of course, talk to you at 877-337-6666. Plus, some good news. Well, I'll phrase it this way. Good news if you agree with Joe and agree with me on some NFL things. We'll get to that coming up, but Ingo and Roberts here in the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.